Hello, my name is Angela, and you've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Angela, my name is Rebecca, and my son, Corey, is experiencing symptoms.
Okay.
And he made an appointment with the Wetumpka Walgreens, got the confirmation appointment time, and also received a reminder for the, you know, confirmation reminder. And when he got over there, they denied him. They said that they don't have an appointment for him, and they can't really see him because FedEx has already left, blah, blah, blah. So, of course, we're you know, experiencing, of course, Easter weekend and everything, and I understand that. But to deny somebody service, you know, I'm frustrated for my son, and I need to find some place. He just started work with Walmart. His boss has let him stay out of work until, of course, he gets the results back. And but he needs some kind of appointment or something. You know, he's a new employee.
Okay. And you said that he had a scheduled time and they denied it.
Yeah, and then he has no insurance because he just started.
And what county are you in?
Elmore County. It's Wetumpka.
Elmore County. Okay.
Yeah, it was the Wetumpka Walgreens.
Okay, so we do have a hotline with these schedule appointments. How did you originally schedule the appointment, just through us, or did you call? Just call the Walgreens and schedule that appointment.
Scheduled it through Walgreens.
Okay. Let's see here. That's odd. What's the age of your son?
He just turned 30.
Okay.
But he's special needs.
Okay. Let's see what we can find. I know Elmore is only so big, but we're going to see if they have another sites that they are giving out vaccinations.
Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Let's see, Elmore County. Have you checked with the Alabama Department of Public Health in Elmore County?
That was my next call I was going to make.
Okay. Let's see if they have any more public openings here.
And then
are you close to
call.
Dallas County? That's Selma. That's going to be Selma.
No, that's too far away. Under the CARES Act, they said in the CARES Act that it was supposed to be for free, these tests, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I called the urgent care, PrimeMed, they said, oh, no, it's going to be $150 just for the test.
Mm-hmm.
And how is
I know I've had a test, and that's what I had to do as well. But they will give you the test, and then they'll contact you later about payment. That's how it happened with me personally. I went to a primary care and I did the test, and they called me with the results, and then like a week or two later, they started calling about a payment, which I was shocked because this was when it first, you know, started doing the testing like that. So I was like, I thought it was free, but they do charge. They will set you up on a payment plan. It doesn't have to come out of pocket right away, but they will do the test. But, you know, like you say, it should be in the CARES Act. But I think that that's probably going to be with the health department. Now, with the health department, that is going to be your best route to go to get free testing because they do, they will do most of their stuff at low payments, like $25, $30, or for free. So that is going to be your best option as opposed to going to a center, like a primary healthcare place. They probably have the option to charge you, but if you go to the health department, they're going to administer the test for free. So that's what I would call.
Under the CARES Act, it states that they don't have to pay because they said that's ridiculous with, you know, the coronavirus wasn't somebody else's fault, that people should not have to, you know, cover that cost.
Well, again, I think that's going to be with the health departments where they are federally funded. Bear with me one moment. I'm going to see if I can get any information.
Thank you.
So they said it's going to be, it says that selected pharmacies and health centers. It says no cost nationwide. At health centers and selected pharmacies. So these are selected places where you can get them free. So you have to be careful where you go because they can charge you at some of them.
Okay.
So like again, I would suggest that you contact your health department if you have that number. If not, I can give it to you.
Yeah, I'll take it from you. Thank you.
It's going to be 334.
Mm-hmm.
567-1171.
Okay.
They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, I'll call them right now. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling the coronavirus hotline. You have a good day.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.